Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
I've got Jess Anderson in studio with me from 96.3 R&B in the Lug. Jess, great to have you back.
Good morning, Mark. How you doing?
I'm doing fine.
Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. I want to play a little bit of this Brittany Griner interview from yesterday and just get your reaction to what you're hearing about what's going on with her.
I pled guilty to my charges. I understand everything that's being said against me, the charges that are against me, and that is why I pled guilty. But I had no intent to break any Russian laws. I want to apologize to my teammates, my club, Gemka, the fans, and the city of ECAT.
Yeah, there she is.
Yeah.
That's scary stuff. I've said before, she's an American. I'm an American. I don't want any American held for some trumped up, stupid charge like that in a foreign country, period. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of people who are conservatives were a little angry with her for her comments about the national anthem. Mm. You know, when she was in the WNBA, she wouldn't come out when they're playing the national anthem. She wouldn't come out till afterwards. Mm-hmm. But, you know, all that aside, you can have political differences with someone. I hope they get her back. I just don't know what it's going to take to get that done. What do you think about it?
Like, we hope that she comes back because we don't want any American in Russia right now. You know?
Right.
But at the same time, we have to accept accountability for what we do. You know, it's sad. We want her to come back. 9 years is a long time to bring. I'm not even sure of the quantity of how much, or was it like a pen or a vape?
I think it was a vape pen of some sort that had either marijuana or THC or something in it. It had something that was illegal in Russia, for sure.
Yeah.
She's been going over there since 2014, so she should know better?
She should know better, and she's probably been doing that for years. She's probably been doing that since she started in the league in Russia, but because of the situation that's going on right now.
There wasn't a war going on then.
Yeah, there wasn't a war going on then, and then I think even before, she was warned not to go there.
Oh,
prior to it. I believe she was warned, and this is what happened, and it's sad, it's unfortunate, but I mean, even 9 years, that's a lot. And I told you, I think back to the young man, the student that was in North Korea that took the poster, the propaganda poster, off the wall, and he was sentenced to 15 years hard labor, and he ended up passing away a year later within the prison. I think they sent him back to Cincinnati. It's just we as Americans, I know we have this freedom here, but when we go to other countries, we have to be, you know, totally aware of the laws and the repercussions that come with us breaking it.
Yeah, that's true. And plus, she was probably targeted because Vladimir Putin wanted a little bit of leverage, and he knew he had somebody here that we'd trade for.
Yeah, or thought we would.
Yeah.
So what is that? How is that turning out?
Well, they've got it. That's the deal. Supposedly, there's another American over there who was convicted of trumped up espionage charges. He's been in jail for like 3 years. Now that the Griner case has been more high profile and the Biden administration is committed to bringing her home, he'll probably get to come too as a deal in return for this other guy who's apparently related to Vladimir Putin somehow.
Oh, wow.
He's the plus one.
So who knows? Yeah, exactly. It's a twisted tale.
It is. It is. And another thing too, what about those families who have other, you know, family members locked up in Russia as well?
Right.
I saw a military family that was talking about their son being locked up. They've been writing to Congress, writing to, you know, get him released. But, you know, there's other Americans out there. But this, like you said, is a very high profile case. I wonder if it dies down, will like people, you know, will Putin or the situation, will they allow her to be released? You know, I wonder.
I think maybe they'll work a deal out. I don't know. I it's just the whole thing is unfortunate. That's for sure. Jess Anderson, my guest here. She's, of course, on 10 to 3 down the hallway here at 96.3 R&B in the Lou. I wanted to ask you about the primary election earlier this week. Now, one of the races I was interested in was Congressional District 1 with Cori Bush here in the city. We had Steve Roberts on a couple of times. Now, we reached out to him. He's a state senator. He was running against Cori Bush in this newly designed district, and he thought he might have a chance of unseating her in the primary. But you said your audience, you're not surprised at what happened in that race.
No, you know, another thing, too, like, I've actually never had an opportunity to interview Steve Roberts, but I do know that I think that his name was not as out there. You got Cori Bush, and you see Steve Roberts, and of course, he's a military, he's a vet, he's an attorney. He's a legislator, right?
Right.
And she's an activist, right? So there's a difference and a contrast. But I think people have, you know, gravitated more to the activist because they're seeing that quote unquote action being done in local, you know, in our community.
Right.
At the end
right.
of the day, and I don't think our community ever had an opportunity to see Steve Roberts make that, you know, that transition to being someone in the community.
So folks are under the impression that Cori Bush is making a difference. Mm-hmm. In other words, clearly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think because of the activism and, like, for example, you saw her stand on the stairs for the, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
for
when
the,
she camped out.
Yeah, when she camped out for yeah. the, and then obviously what happened was the rental, you know.
The rent issue.
Yeah, it prolonged, you know. Mm-hmm. But Steve Roberts, we haven't seen him do certain things in the community to benefit, you know, the community. I haven't seen it. So the fact that he lost by, you know, a huge percentage, like, you know, 70, 20, like almost 70, 30, it really shows that is a huge component of getting votes to some degree.
That's good. That's a good point. Yeah, we had him on here a few times. You said he never even called you guys.
No, we never had an opportunity to have him come on the stations or, you know, here, at least that I'm aware of, you know. So, you know, that's what happens. That's how the cookie crumbles, right, Mark?
You got to wonder, Jess, because we've got it. Somebody that got elected on the Republican side for county executive in St. Louis County, shocked, a shocker. Like, nobody even really knew who she was, but somehow she beat a guy who'd been a state representative for years, Shamed Dogan, and now she's going to be running against Dr. Page for county executive in St. Louis County.
Yeah, yeah.
And nobody knows who she is.
No, you know what? These are the times we live in. You know what I mean? Like, seriously, it's a strange time. Like, seriously, it's just crazy. Nothing surprises me. I'm pretty sure your listeners, nothing surprises them either. You
right.
know, nothing
no,
surprises.
Not
you could tell them anything, and they'd be like, oh, you know, we've become so desensitized to craziness and chaos. It's like, you know, yeah, nothing is what we expect. I'm pretty sure this election coming up in November, we're going
to
be shocked.
It used to be hard to be a talk show host. You had to sit around and think of things you could talk about, and today, just laid in your lap.
It just comes to you.
I know.
It just comes to
it
you.
It does.
Yes.
Jess, thank you for coming down the hall and spend some time with us.
Thank you, Mark. I appreciate you. Once again, I'm just live 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. on 96.3 R&B for the Lou. I appreciate you.
Excellent, Jess. We'll talk to you next week. We appreciate having you on.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.